Thank you again very much. It's been an exciting night. Like I said, we finally have been able to put a face on our opponent. And we know that man is Mark Dayton. Yeah. Yeah. Make him spend it all. That's right. Well, let me say this. You know, there have been a lot of great battle cries throughout history, such as don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. We've only just begun to fight. Give me liberty or give me death. Or damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. Well, I've got a new one tonight. Mark Dayton, can you smell not what the rock is cooking, but can you smell what the rod is cooking tonight? Said that you had to capture in order to have any hopes of winning tonight. Nobody escaped your promises of something for nothing. Well, almost nobody. In your daily barrage, you never mentioned, not once, the Minnesotans that I consider among the most important and underappreciated forces in this state, that is, the taxpayers. Now, 40% or more of an average family's paycheck goes directly to the government in taxes. But I never heard the phrase tax relief mentioned in any of those endless commercials. Sure, we've heard that we need to reinvest or to build new programs with all of that free money. But Mark, nothing is free, especially when it comes from Washington. All these pat phrases boil down to just more taxes from the taxpayers, so Washington controls their lives and decisions by spending more of the taxpayers' own money on things that the politicians think is good for them. Well, Mark, you are out of touch with reality. Reality is that 31% of the price of each loaf of bread, 45% of the cost of a new car, 54% of a gallon of gasoline goes to taxes. Reality is taxpayers want nothing more than a better life for their families. Yet they have to work two jobs, go without health insurance, a new furnace, a summer vacation, just so they can pay their taxes. Reality is taxpayers are tired of being ignored, fed up with politicians who promise the moon and then pass along the bill while they're out there patting themselves on the back for being compassionate with your money. Reality is I have been the voice of Minnesota's taxpayers for the past 6 years, and these same taxpayers want me to continue working for them for the next 6 years. Now, Mark, you think Minnesotans aren't smart enough to spend the money they earn, that the government should spend it for them. Well, I disagree. I stood up for our families introducing and passing the law, the Graham's $500 per child tax credit. But Mark, you believe in the long-lost liberal notion that everything belongs to the government. But I'm working to return the budget surplus to the taxpayers. After all, it is their money, and the government ought to give it back. Mark, you talk a good game about Social Security, but you've never once mentioned the years of playing your old game that has already driven this system into bankruptcy. You claim you want to save Social Security. Well, I'm actually doing it. Step forward for every Minnesotan by pressing Congress to pass the Graham Social Security lockbox. Congress. Congress did, and today my lockbox is keeping our seniors' retirement dollars out of the hands of big spenders like Mark Dayton. Introduced a plan that not only strengthens and protects the retirement system, but would also provide much higher benefits and actually be a smaller financial burden on our children and our grandchildren. Mark, your pollsters are telling you that Minnesotans are concerned about preserving the family farm. But your so-called solutions are based on the old farm programs of the past, otherwise known as Washington Knows Best. But I'm the candidate who grew up on a dairy farm. I'm the candidate who has worked hand-in-hand with our farmers to pass legislation that's helping them survive these tough times. And together, we're working to reduce their taxes, to keep rural communities vibrant, and restore some hope to our family farms. Mark, I know how much you love the government, but I guess that affection doesn't extend to the men and women who serve in this nation's military. While the Clinton administration is whittling away at readiness, at recruitment, at retention, at training, maintenance, and morale, your party wants to slash the defense budget even further by another 35%. Well, as Minnesota senator, I have fought President Clinton's defense cuts and empty foreign policy, and I'll never support putting American soldiers under the control of the United Nations. Now, those are just some of the differences between me and Mark Dayton, the big government liberal, but like Jimmy Durante said, I've got a million of them. And now, with Mark Dayton as my opponent, the voters could not have a clearer choice this November. He wants to concentrate the power in Washington. I'm working to empower you. On Social Security, he wants to increase the size of the federal government and your tax bite right along with it. Well, I'm working to cut your taxes and Washington's wasteful ways. He wants to tie your retirement to a meager government check. I'm working to give you wealth and security in your retirement. Wants to return us to the days when farmers couldn't make a move without a bureaucrat's blessing. I'm working to free our farmers from Washington's stranglehold. And these profound differences between my opponent and myself is a choice between my vision of the future and his bridge to the past. Between my dreams of opportunities for all and his perpetuation of the prison of a failed status quo. Between my celebration of the wisdom of the people and his faith in the almighty government. And quite simply, it's a choice between my vision as a reflection of the people and Mark Dayton's notion that the people ought to be a reflection of the government. Well, that's the choice that Minnesotans will make in November. That's the distinction that I'll be sharing with voters in every community that I visit in the 8 weeks that remain between now and Election Day. And in those next 8 weeks, I'll be asking Mark to answer some very tough questions, questions that he has so far managed to duck in his campaign. What's Mark Dayton going to do to ease the burden of Minnesota taxpayers? What is Mark Dayton going to do for Minnesota farmers? What is Mark Dayton going to do to defend our men and women in uniform? What's Mark Dayton going to do to improve our schools and give more freedom to local school boards and more choices to our parents? Minnesotans deserve to know. And before November 7th, I'm going to make sure that they do know. Now, the truth is that we don't have the resources that come with being a multimillionaire. My opponent will pour his own money into this campaign as freely as you and I pour water from the tap. And even if I raised a dollar for every second of every minute of every hour in each of the 56 days between now and November 7th, we'd still be $161,600 short of the $5 million my opponent has already pumped into this campaign. But my opponent says it's okay to try to buy this election because shoveling his own millions into this race means he is not beholden to what he calls the big money. At the same time, however, he's not accountable to anybody. And I've got news for Mark. The only people this senator is beholden to are the Minnesota voters. I report directly to the hardworking taxpayers who sent me to the United States Senate. And I'm accountable to them to get the job done. Nearly 40,000 Minnesotans, in fact, have contributed to my campaign, and individuals Minnesotans make up the vast, vast majority of my supporters. Regular folks who want somebody just like them to stand up for their interest in the U.S. Senate. Well, I have done the job you've asked me to do in the first term, and I'll continue to do the job for you in the next 6 years as well. Several months, Mark has been claiming that he'll do for you the very same things that I've already done. The Graham Social Security lockbox, 100% deductibility of health insurance, protecting the safety of our seniors, saving and protecting Social Security and Medicare and the family farm. So I say this to my opponent as of tonight. We are done silently watching the empty promises that you're making to the Minnesota taxpayers. We are ready to start talking. Now again, we may be outspent during these last 8 weeks of this campaign, but again, we will not be outworked. Until Congress adjourns, I'll be working hard for you in Washington, fighting for Minnesotans with every vote, while my opponent will be running some very expensive television commercials touting his very many expensive plans for your tax dollars. But when I return home, I'll be on the road every day, carrying my message across this state, talking about the issues important to Minnesotans and the rest of America. If there's a road that runs through it, if there's a highway that passes by it, or an airport that can set me down somewhere nearby, I hope to be there in the next 2 months. Because I'm not in this race to finish in second place. As Alabama said in their song, there ain't no room for someone in second place. Of the record that I've built in Congress, because it's built on American dreams, it's built on Minnesota values. The legislation that I have passed has changed the way Washington treats taxpayers, and it's improved the quality of life for every Minnesotan. And the passion that I bring to my job comes from the heart, because the truth of the matter is, public service is something that you take up because you want to help. It's not something you take up because you need a hobby. You do it because you see the wrong. You do it because you see a wrong that needs to be righted. You want to make somebody's load a little lighter, and you know you can make a difference. I don't look at this as a hobby. I'm proud to have righted some wrongs, lightened your loads, and made a positive difference for every Minnesota family during my service in the United States Senate. And I ask you tonight to join me, because there's room for everybody aboard my campaign. And with your support and with your vote, that's Republicans, Democrats, and Independents alike, with your vote on November 7th, you'll give me the opportunity to build on my record of success in the United States Senate. And together we'll build an even better future for our taxpayers during the next 6 years and beyond. Thank you very much. Here's to victory on November 7th. Thank you.